So, will you be a disciple? And if you are, you simply say, thank you, Jesus, for calling me to do what you called me to do. And then he instituted something that allows us, like a time of memorial. I like these little cups in some ways. In other ways, I like to do it the traditional with the bread and so forth, and come to the altar and spend some time and think about it. But by the same token, these little cups serve a purpose. And one of the purposes that I always thought of the breaking of the bread, and if you've been to Roman Catholic churches or Episcopal churches, they use these little wafers all the time. And the first time I ever experienced one was in a Roman Catholic church. I know I wasn't supposed to go take communion because I'm not a Roman Catholic, but nobody knew that. And I never turned down the time to take communion, so I would go, and the priest would give me one of these little wafers, and I'd take it. And then you put it in your mouth, and it lands like a piece of cardboard. But then, you take the cup, which is grape juice in our tradition. Mr. Welch, by the way, that invented Welch's grape juice was a good Methodist. His wife was in the temperance movement, which they were trying to get rid of alcohol, and she challenged him to invent grape juice that wasn't filled with alcohol. That's how we get Welch's grape juice. Good Methodist. And when you take the cup, like Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. That bland piece of wafer, our Facebook comes on. And then we realize that it's what Christ has done for us through his shed blood